So if you have your Bibles, if you want to look up at the screen, Matthew chapter 18, verses 19 and 20. And I want to share an important message on understanding the dynamics of gathering together. Now there has been a shift in belief. And I think it's because of a lack of understanding that Sunday is just like any other day. Sunday is just like any other day. But Sunday is not just like any other day, because we have gathered in the name of Jesus. Can somebody say amen this morning? Amen. We have gathered in the name of Jesus. Amen. We have gathered in the name of Jesus. And I think some people, not you of course, but some people underestimate the power that is present when God's people come together in the name of Jesus. I want to say that again. I think that some people underestimate the power that's present when God's people come together in the name of Jesus. Now, I want to say this, and I ask God for boldness this morning. But I think some people miss too much church because they don't understand the dynamic of what's happening when we gather together. When we gather together. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19 says this, "Again I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them." I think we have more than two or three this morning. And if we believe the word, how many here believe the word? Then if we believe the word, then we must believe that God is among us this morning. He is here by His Holy Spirit in our midst. Amen. Wow. Yes. I want to slow this right down. Yes. Mark chapter 2, you won't find it there, brother. So you're going to have to look in your Bible for this one, because I just got this verse few moments before I started the service. Mark chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, I'm reading from the English Standard Version. "And when he returned to Capernaum after some days, it was reported that he was in the house." Friends, this is what we want people to know in Creston. That when we gather together, He is in the house. Yeah. What good is it to gather together religiously?
That's right.
We have to believe. I need and I desire that your faith would increase.
That's right.
To know that He so that there was no more room. Not even at the door. When His presence grows in the house, you don't need gimmicks to get people to church. They're going to come because God is moving in the house. Hallelujah. His work is being done amongst us. The Bible says, and He was preaching the word to them. And they came, bringing to Him a paralytic, carried by four men. And when they could not get near Him because of the crowd, they were so desperate to be where Jesus was that they cut a hole in the roof. And when they had made an opening, they let down the bed on which the paralytic lay. Right in the midst. And if you read on in this story, the man's sins were forgiven and he was totally made whole by the power of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I still believe God can perform miracles and healings and deliverances in amongst the people of God when we gather together. Can somebody shout amen this morning? I know so many people have given up on healing. Given up on deliverance. You've given up. But I haven't. I still believe.
Amen.
I still believe.
Amen.
And we've seen some healings in this house. And I believe God wants to do some more.
Amen.
When two or three come together in His name, there He is in the midst. Now the context of these verses are in relation to the reconciliation of erring brothers. But it also gives us a glimpse of the authority and power of God that is present when God's people come together. That's why the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24, let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together. You know, there's a lot of people that are neglecting to meet together. Now, I know that sometimes we get ill. Sometimes our jobs take us away. Sometimes we're dead. And when you're dead, you can't come to church. Well, you come one more time. It's called a funeral. But I think we let the devil so many times keep us away. And listen, it's the devil that's working to keep us away from gathering together, because he knows when we gather together, the Holy Spirit is going to move in our midst. I don't let anybody. And I grew up in a home. My mom's here this morning. We didn't let anything keep us from coming together with God's people. Nothing. And I say, what are we teaching our children when we allow the things of the world to keep us away from gathering together with God's people? My daughter still goes to church. My two sons in Toronto still go to church. Both of them are involved in some way in the ministry. So I say to you, follow my example. Because it works. Are you hearing me this morning? It works when you instill in your children the importance of gathering together. Hallelujah. It has to be instilled in them, and we have to set the example for them. Somebody say amen or ouch. Hey, no ouches. Not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some. Habit. Doing something over and over again. That's right, brother. That's what happens. You fall asleep spiritually. And all the more as you see the day approaching. Encouraging one another. Friends, we need to be encouraged. There are certain spiritual dynamics that will only occur during a church service or a prayer meeting. They can't be experienced on your own. Hello, someone. We have in Preston Lone Ranger Christians. Remember Lone Ranger in Tonto? But there are certain spiritual dynamics that can only occur when God's people meet together. You say, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 26. What then, brothers? When you come together, when you come together, not when you come apart, not when you're by yourself, not when you're the Lone Ranger, but when you come together. Hello? Each one has a hymn, a teaching, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. It tells me here that these things come when we meet together. Some of you are looking at me like I got four heads. That's okay. I've only got one. But we miss out when we let the world dictate to us how we're going to live for Jesus. Are you hearing me? We are letting the world dictate to us how we're going to serve the Lord. And we can't allow that to happen. Are you hearing me this morning? When we come together, someone like this morning had a tongue. Then God used me to give an interpretation. That's not going to happen when you're by yourself. Let all things be done for building up. If any speak in a tongue, let there be only two, or at the most three. How can you do that by yourself? Unless you have multiple personalities. You can't do it by yourself. These instructions were not for Christians who live their Christian life by themselves. These instructions were for believers who come together in the name of Jesus. Hello? And let someone interpret. What about being under the ministry of a pastor? The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. I feel resistance this morning, but that's okay. I'm going to keep preaching. Because it's the truth of God's word. And it's what's holding back this town. It's what's holding back the work of God. It's holding back revival. Because every major revival, and I have been in one in Eastern Pentecostal Bible College, happened when God's people came together in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Azusa Street was when God's people came together in the name of Jesus. And it grieves the Holy Spirit when we let the things of the world take us away from that time set aside to come together and worship the Lord. I don't want to say too much because I don't want to... Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. And he gave the apostles and the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry. Isn't that what the Bible says? So the question is not who's your daddy. It's who's your pastor. Right? Who's your pastor? Because according to these verses, God has established leadership in the church to equip the saints. Hello? Isn't that what the Bible says? For the building up of the body of Christ. Someone said, I don't believe in pastors. Then you don't believe in the Bible. Because that's what the Bible teaches. Elders, pastors. Right? So there's people out there floating around who feel they don't need to be under godly leadership. Now, if you're in a communist country and you can't find a church, if you're in jail for your faith, if you're on a desert island, then God makes provision for that. But if you're somewhere where there is a church that's preaching the truth of God's word, then that's where you ought to be, so God can equip you to do what he has called you to do. Hallelujah. I don't know. But I believe that's what the word teaches. What about this transfer. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. This may not be a feel-good message, but it's the truth of God's word. Paul tells Timothy, preach the word. Who's he preaching to? Himself? Who's he preaching to? Himself? He says, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with complete patience and teaching. He's not preaching to himself. He's preaching to the flock that God has called him to. Right? Every week, I am praying that God will give me a word for you. Hallelujah. I'm not getting my messages off the internet. I'm not getting them from some book. I'm getting them directly from God Almighty as I am in prayer and in the Word of God. So if someone's out there and they're just home alone, part five. How can they receive? Yes, they can receive from God by themselves. But God uses the ministries, the fivefold ministries, to minister the word in season. And you know what? We need to get this message out there, Preston. Because the devil is lying to a lot of people. And whether they're coming here or they're going to another evangelical church here in Creston, it's important to hear what the man of God or the woman of God has for the church. Pastor is called by God and ordained to feed the sheep. The message that is preached each Sunday is important to hear so we can grow in our walk with the Lord. Amen. Now I know sometimes we're on vacation and sometimes we're sick or there's something happening. I understand that you can't always be in church every single Sunday. I understand that. Sometimes work takes us away. I understand that. But if we are consistently away, we are missing out on hearing what God is saying to a particular congregation. Let me close with some bitter news. God's presence is enhanced mightily when we come together in His name. Listen to this verse in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus Himself being the cornerstone. In whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. Now this is the revelation this morning. The Holy Spirit lives in you. And when we come together in His name, this becomes a holy temple unto the Lord. Are you hearing me? The Holy Spirit's dwelling in you, and He's dwelling in the midst of each one of us as we have gathered together. So that means His presence becomes stronger when God's people come together. Someone said to me in Creston, and I'm quoting, it said, "I only come to church when the Holy Spirit tells me." That's what they said to me. And I thought to myself, why would God tell you to go one Sunday and not go the next? See, that's God talk. Because you can really manipulate God talk. I could have said to her, well, God told me to tell you that that was just for a season. Now I want you to go every Sunday. And then she could come back to me and say, well, my season was one Sunday and it's over. And then I could go back to her and say, well, God just spoke to me and tell me to tell you that that season is lasting more than just one Sunday, it's lasting a month. Then she could come back to me and say, the Lord told me to tell you that, I mean, it can go on and on and on and on. That's why everything has to be tied to the Word of God. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We've got to base things on the Word. And there's nowhere in the Word that the Holy Spirit tells people, go this Sunday, don't go the next. Unless, of course, you know, something, you know, the place was going to blow up. In Him, you also being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. See, it's all what we believe. If church is just a religious form, nothing's going to happen. But if we believe that when we gather together, that we become the temple of the Holy Spirit, we become a place where God dwells, then things are going to start happening. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I break down every religious spirit in the name of Jesus. I pray that every religious spirit in this house will not be able to survive. I pray that those demons will be bound and cast out of this house in the name of Jesus, so His anointing can flow again. Hallelujah. And friends, I'm going to be real blunt this morning. If you're religious, you won't make it here at Grace Christian Fellowship. Because we don't want religious people. We want people that hunger and thirst after righteousness. That want all that God has for us. Hallelujah. Friends, our children, our teenagers are going to hell in this town. And we need the mighty power of the Holy Spirit to rescue the perishing and care for the dying. I don't want this to be legalism this morning because it's not my intent. All I'm saying is when you come together and you believe God is in the midst, things are going to start happening. Hallelujah. So we can't let the devil keep us away from the house of God for no good reason. When we come together, we get refreshed. We get the Word of God. We get built up. Yeah. Someone told a story one time of somebody that was just on their fore, like a dog crawling to the front of the church. One of the deacons says, "What's wrong with you?" "I don't know, I don't feel very well, but I just got to be in God's presence. I've just got to be where God is, hallelujah. Yes, I know He's with me wherever I go, but I want to be with God's people because His presence is so powerful in the midst of us, hallelujah." Amen. The Holy Spirit is present this morning because we're here. God doesn't live in this building. He's here because we're here. The church is not a building. God abides among His people. And we have become a dwelling place for the Holy Spirit. I'm not letting the devil keep me away when it's in my power to be among God's people to receive everything that God has for me in the name of Jesus. And I say, well, I'll just do it by myself. Us four and no more. Sounds like a bore. And God will shut the door. And it will be no more. I'm a poet and I don't know it. Friends, I know we get hurt. I've been hurt in the church. I've experienced betrayal. I've experienced a lot of things in 35 years of ministry. But I can't give up on the church. I can't give up. Because it's God's vessel that He wants to use in these last days. In the name of Jesus. Will you bow your heads this morning?